213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous depuis les Pays-Bas, le groupe Soulburn qui vient nous présenter ce soir l'album Now It's Dark qui sortira le 13 novembre prochain. Donc en direct avec nous, on a le bassiste vocaliste Twan Van Riel et ainsi que le guitariste Eric Daniel. Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yes, yes,
I'm fine.
Yeah. Donc deux membres du groupe avec nous ce soir en direct. Yes, everything is all right. Welcome tonight on the Too Fun in Rock show. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, we are based in Paris, France, and the name of the Rib Rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.
Cool.
Yes, thank you for accepting my interview request, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Before I begin, I would like to bring a tribute to your friend, to Mr. Timo Ketola, who worked on the cover art of Suffocating Darkness out a few years ago. Yeah, I would like to dedicate this interview to him.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, cool. He would appreciate it.
Yes, okay.
It's such a big loss. I mean, he was 44 years old. I mean, come on, way too young. Yeah. And it's just... Yeah.
Ok, effectivement. Il y a quelques jours notamment, donc avant cette interview, il y a quelques jours, un de leurs amis qui a dessiné une pochette donc d'un de leurs albums sortis en 2014 qui s'appelait The Suffocating Darkness, qui s'appelait Monsieur Timo Ketola, nous a quittés et c'était un de leurs amis très proches notamment. Et oui, ça a été une douleur en ce moment, donc ils essayent de revenir un petit peu. Ils ont laissé un message assez émouvant sur leur page Facebook, mais là ce soir on va continuer à parler, on va essayer de garder la flamme et de parler metal notamment, de death metal, de heavy metal, de heavy riff, etc. Vous allez voir l'album des Soulburn qui s'appelle Noah's Dark, c'est rempli en tout cas de bons riffs heavy metal. Guys, the new album starts on the track The Morgue of Hope. It's very dark and very riff. Oh, very heavy riff. Oh my God.
Yeah, about the riffs, you mean the very, yeah. Just we started write the songs about 1 year ago and we just shaped it up, and when we were ready with the songs, we recorded the album. And yeah, well, the studio also was very awesome to do. You know, the sound, everything was correct for this album. So eventually, the sound also, the guitars, the bass guitar, the drums, the vocals, all was very, very good to make.
Ouais, effectivement, il y a un an qu'il a écrit les titres notamment. Ouais, ça a été superbe de le faire. Effectivement, je vous le dis, hein, il y a vraiment des heavy riffs sur ce disque. Il y en a beaucoup. C'est très dark aussi en même temps. And Twan, the album, the atmosphere is very oppressive. The context is truly dark.
Yeah, that's correct. We're not living in a very light, happy world, are we? Especially now with this pandemic, it's just so fucked up everything. Mm. And I mean, with the title, you know, with Noah's Dark. There was from the Bible, Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
There was the ship to save life, to save species, male and female, to build life somewhere else, to rebuild population of life. But the future doesn't look so bright at this time. The earth, we are polluting it. The most beautiful animals are extinct. And like, we are just so arrogant. Our human race, I hate it. I'm a misanthrope, but I have a human heart and I hate it. And I like to put it in my lyrics, put it out there, you know.
Okay.
I like to convince people. Yeah, maybe just like translate it in French now.
Okay, no. Alors effectivement, le contexte de l'album est basé sur l'Arche de Noé notamment, sur l'extinction de l'humanité effectivement, donc la récupération effectivement des animaux, etc. Donc c'est assez biblique effectivement, oui. Donc en ce moment, dans cette période pandémique qui est quand même assez difficile, donc l'album arrive, il arrivera le 13 novembre prochain, je vous dis, et le contexte de l'album avec ce que nous vivons à l'heure actuelle, oui, c'est très dark, c'est très oppressif. Je crois que ça va de pair effectivement, c'est ce qu'il voulait vraiment expliquer, quoi. And Eric, the fun enters directly in a heavy atmosphere on the new album because it's in the vein of Judas Priest, of Venom, of Hellhammer, Battery. You have a big sound surround you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you mentioned the right bands we love in our music and in our vision. You know, like the old Battery is for us like the music isn't that fancy, but that's that we don't care. It's about the vibe and the feelings you have for your music. And if people pick that up, what we do, you know, like when we compose the songs and we let the people hear and they are as touched as we are, then we have reached our goal. So yeah, very cool.
Ouais, effectivement, peu importe, hein. Oui, alors oui, j'ai fait référence à Judas Priest, à Venom, Hellhammer, Battery, notamment, avec un gros son qu'ils ont eux aujourd'hui, parce que c'est quand même la source. Alors oui, ça dépend du feeling, effectivement, qui le dit, tout est dans le feeling, quoi. Et je vous dis, cet album contient des riffs de malade, quoi. Ça déboîte. En même temps, il y a une grosse atmosphère, et, c'est vraiment, c'est assez éprouvant, quoi. When, on this album, we are really at the source of heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Yeah. And you remember what Darth Loth Vader said?
I'm not a big science fiction fan.
Yes.
Sorry.
Do you remember what Darth Vader said? He said, "You don't know the power of the dark side."
Oh, he said that?
Yes.
Yeah. And then he put his finger in his asshole, or not?
No, they are very good movies. I know Star Wars, Star Trek. You know, it's all good.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc, alors ici, pour remettre un petit comme ça une petite histoire, effectivement. Donc, pour remettre un peu le contexte de l'album, donc j'ai mis un petit clin d'œil comme ça à Star Wars, à Darth Vader, qui avec sa fameuse phrase, notamment sa rencontre avec Luke dans le Retour du Jedi, quand il dit "You don't know the power of the dark side." Et ben là, c'est pareil. C'est-à-dire, vous ne connaissez pas la puissance du côté obscur de la Force. Et cet album, je vous dis, c'est très sombre, c'est très fort, c'est très puissant. I said this album is really dark, is really powerful, it's really heavy. This is the most important, I think, for the fans, for your fans, because your fans would like that kind of music.
Yeah, the album we write, you know, okay. What comes from within. We're not thinking about what the fans expect to do us.
Mm-hmm.
We write the most honest lyrics and most honest riffs and songs that relate to our feelings. And if that translates to what the fans dig in the end, what they like, that's just a win-win situation, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that makes for the most perfect, ultimate, honest balance of making this extreme metal dark art.
Effectivement, donc c'est un bon équilibre entre effectivement ce qu'un peu les fans attendent, mais c'était pas leur priorité. Leur priorité, c'est d'abord eux de faire ce qu'ils veulent, ce qu'ils souhaitaient. C'était ça, quoi. Donc avec une musique assez extrême, assez heavy, assez dark. C'est ça. C'est le nouvel album Noah's Dark. En tout cas, c'est le nouvel album donc des Soulburn qui verra le jour le 13 novembre prochain. And this is Noah's Dark. This is a tale of life, as the band said.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is about life.
Yes.
And it is about death. A lot of deaths.
Okay.
But the most important thing is that we are alive.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, c'est les lois de la vie, quoi. C'est ça. Noah's Dark, c'est un récit de la vie. Voilà, c'est comme ça qu'il le précise. And still on the track, The More of Hope, comes a melody which announces a change of tempo with a very charismatic voice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, from the we go from the mid tempo, we go.
That's right.
Into the slow parts, but that's. That's just the way we like it, and the way we to like to create the atmosphere, you know. So it's not from the beginning to the end the same tempos. We like to switch with our tempos, you know, to give it more heaviness in the music.
It's almost like the whole album in one song. Mm-hmm. It's like a small blueprint of the album. All in the mark of hope.
Ouais, effectivement, comme ils le disent. Alors, il y a plusieurs choses d'abord. C'est que, dans ce premier titre, notamment, qui s'appelle The Mark of Hope, qui est vraiment énorme. Il y a un côté très heavy pour démarrer. Ensuite, ça, il arrive à un côté. Il y a une partie qui est assez mélodique, assez slow. Et puis après, ça repart. Il y a un changement de tempo avec une voix très charismatique. Je vous dis, c'est vraiment, ils ont vraiment tapé dans le mille sur ce coup-là. Et en même temps, on peut dire aussi que l'album peut-être une seule chanson découpée en partie, quoi. Ça aussi, c'est important. Et je vous dis, quand vous, on aura ce disque un petit peu avant le 13 novembre et on vous fera écouter quand même d'autres titres. Et c'est vraiment pour, c'est vraiment important pour en comprendre vraiment l'intégralité, quoi. And finally, always the morgue of hope. Finally, this track imagined for the stage because in addition with the green light, I mean your logo and a good production behind you, it will take another dimension on stage.
Cool idea. And I love green lights, like Type O Negative. They had green lights.
Yes.
It always worked. And also Type O Negative has a very dark and broody atmosphere, which I really dig. So yeah, it could be a good thing, a good twist to it. With such an epic song, to make it even more magical, to maybe do it live. Good idea.
Good idea. Thank you very much. Et bon, voilà une bonne idée en tout cas. Le titre, comme je l'expliquais, je l'imagine comme ça sur scène avec en train de jouer une intro notamment du concert avec une grosse lumière verte derrière parce qu'il y a aussi le logo, c'est le côté vert avec une grosse production avec un gros son. Ça va être énorme quoi. Another track, Noah's Dark is the continuity with a little more power in the bass sound.
Yeah, we call it, inside the band, we call it the vibe, you know, we always talk about the vibe. It's if we have rhythm music and rhythm riffs and so on, and we all can feel the vibe, then we know that is good for Soulburn.
Ouais, effectivement, donc la vibe, elle est là. La vibe, oui, je vous dis, un gros son de basse, notamment sur le titre Noah's Dark, ça continue, ça groove et c'est très fort, quoi.
A rock and roll spirit, like old Venom, you know?
Yes.
It has to breathe, aggression. You want to bang, you want to break stuff, and it has to have meaning as well to make it really, so you can get really pissed off and go into the music.
I said, like any musical genre, Soulburn is from Venom sound, from with his mythical black metal out in 82 and Battery out in 84 are considered by the founder of this style. And you know what? There is Venom, there is Battery. And now there is Soulburn, same vibe.
Wow,
same vibe.
You made our day with this saying. So that
the really unholy trinity.
Yeah. Il y a vraiment du son, hein. Je vous dis, ça rappelle quand même ça, ces albums mythiques, notamment le black metal de Venom, où c'était black metal, lay down your soul to the god rock and roll. Voilà, c'est ça, ça vient de là. Ensuite, il y a eu le Battery, le 80, en 84, notamment, qui sont considérés comme les fondateurs de ce style. Et Soulburn, c'est la continuité, c'est ça. On fait vraiment référence à ces icônes-là, en tout cas. On the September 18th, your label Centromedia released a video lyric of From Archaon into Oblivion. The comments of your friends from the world are really good.
Yeah, we're very, very pleased with the comments so far. So we couldn't be more happy. And you know, it's like the song was written during this COVID-19, during this pandemic situation. Mm-hmm. And it shows a vision that people can relate to. It really speaks. The song is very Bathory. Very old school black metal, and the lyrics on top just speak to that vibe, connects with it, also with the clean vocal parts in it, and the lyrics deal with the destruction of our planet, and the stupidity of mankind that still keep breeding, still making so many children, still eat so many meat, and we're just destroying the planet without even seeing it. And like, yeah, I think people relate to it now, especially in these times. So it's good, it connects.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc le 18 septembre dernier, le label Century Media Records notamment a sorti le premier single de cet album From Archaon into Oblivion. Les commentaires donc des fans à travers la planète, le monde, parce qu'ils ont quand même pas mal de fans, ils ont vraiment été très très bons. Ils ont été carrément à la source du black metal, ils ont été à la source du heavy metal notamment. Ils ont réussi à combiner les deux. Dans les textes, ils sont aussi, ils parlent aussi de beaucoup de choses négatives de la vie. Vous l'avez compris en tout cas. Il tient à souligner absolument le côté négatif, notamment qu'il d'ailleurs il les dénonce. Dans le titre en tout cas, ouais, c'est effectivement quoi, c'est un gros travail, c'est un très très gros travail. And who work on your artwork?
Yeah, the picture you see on the cover is from an ancient temple.
Ah, okay.
Before the birth of Christ, it's in a cave in Cambodia.
Okay.
And it's just I made that picture. I was there a year ago, and it's just like that area there that breeds just horror and but also spirituality. It's a really strange connection. And because of the horror in the 70s with Pol Pot, when he destroyed and he killed people who were artists, who were painters, writers, teachers, lawyers, people who were more intelligent than others. He killed them because everybody had to be for the same, for the bigger good, you know, everybody like communistic kind of way. And I really felt a connection with that to these days we live in now, where you also see the loss of identity, like where people just want to, like when you open Instagram and you see people doing all those filters and duck face, everybody looks the same. Like, come on, you have your own identity. It is imperfection that makes you stand out from the rest. If you're just like looking like everybody else, you just fade away. You are not there. There is a connection there, and just the coloring of those, of that picture with that old temple in that cave, it all made sense somehow. The coloring, the purple is the color of magic. I feel like there is a very strong balance there with everything I wanted to say with this album, and it connects perfectly.
Ouais, effectivement, c'est suite à un voyage au Cambodge notamment, sur laquelle il a pris la photo d'un temple notamment, oui, c'est assez dark, hein, comme il a précisé, vous avez entendu son commentaire, il en envoie un peu partout notamment concernant les photos sur Instagram, etc., les rigolades, etc., mais tout, il trouve pas ça très sérieux, là c'est carrément la photo du temple, d'ailleurs on va mettre la pochette hein, sur la page Facebook de 113 Rock ainsi que sur la page Facebook Vinyl Times, la pochette elle représente un temple donc au Cambodge suite à un voyage et normalement il y a une histoire aussi avec leur ancien avec un ancien dictateur qui s'appelait Pol Pot notamment et ouais effectivement c'est dark, c'est très très dark en tout cas. So let's talk about concert. I guess you are working on your next tour, maybe I think for the next year now.
Yeah, but the shows are a little bit difficult right now, but we are creative enough to think about what we are going to do, and we are thinking about promoting the album by perhaps we do in our rehearsal room, like play the album integrated from the first to till the last song of the album, so people can stream it or something, you know. We are just figure out how we are going to do it, and we also felt we have to do something, you know, to promote the album.
Ok, donc effectivement, ils y réfléchissent en ce moment, ils sont en train d'y travailler. Donc ils vont essayer de faire quelque chose, notamment pour l'année prochaine, et pour essayer de pouvoir tourner, essayer de pouvoir, enfin, défendre cet album et continuer la promotion de ce disque. Ça, c'est important. Just before the end, please, Eric and Twain, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for this awesome live interview. To the French people, to our French friends, I want to say stay heavy, take care, and take care of each other. And I also want to mention I'm still a big fan of your old school heavy metal, like bands like Warning, Sacrilege, and H-Bomb. What? I just hate those old records still. It's so good heavy metal you did.
Oh man, you know the French heavy metal scene? Of course, great, awesome.
Yeah, it's really, I really love it. I really love those albums. I have them original in my record closet, and I really dig them.
Okay, of course. Thank you very much, Eros. And Twain, please.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. Thank you for this interview. Thank you for the support. Thank you for liking our album. To all the fans, to all the people who are listening right now. I mean, these are dark times. We all live, you know, within four walls a lot of time of the day during these pandemic situations. And I think with music and with art in general, just like open your mind to it. Let things really speak to you and go out of your body in a spiritual way, you know. You can also connect and go out there by just enjoying dark music and get more aligned in the depression in a positive way. So I hope our album can also bring something, some sparks of light in this darkness, with bringing darkness,
hey.
Connecting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, like, I know what you're talking about.
Like that.
Okay.
And of course, like French metal. If I have to say French metal, I would probably say Despel Omega.
Me, I love ADX.
Okay, we gotta dig it. We gotta dig it.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview, guys. Thank you very much. Yes, Twain and Eric.
You too.
Hey, thank you too. Good luck with your radio station.
Thank you very much. Hell yeah, so we're Rock Station. Thank you. Yeah, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. Soul Burn tout de suite. Interview complètement dingue. Allez, canon en tout cas. Super mec. Tout de suite, on continue avec From Archaon into Oblivion sur 213 Rock. Le groupe, c'est Soul Burn. Ouais, ça déchire en tout cas. C'est super bien. L'album, c'est Noah's Dark. Hell yeah, sur Rock Station. Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Sur la Web Rock Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, Soul Burn, From Archaon into Oblivion, l'album Noah's Dark qui verra le jour le 13 13 novembre prochain. Ça, c'est des mecs cool en tout cas. Twain Von Reel et Eric Daniels notamment, respectivement bassiste, chanteur et guitariste. Des mecs géniaux, super cool, super sympa, et c'était vraiment cool. Et une bonne connaissance en termes de heavy metal français. Vous avez entendu, ils en ont cité quelques-uns. C'est génial, c'est superbe quoi. Ça, c'est cool. Ouais, j'adore. Interview que vous retrouvez en podcast après l'émission. Allez, on termine avec le Killer Be Killed, le Dream Gone Bad, l'album Reluctant Hero sur 213 Rock, Hell Yeah sur la Black Station, Big Times, le classic rock radio.